tractor and eating the worm and vegetation.
Take them shotgun back over in it.
Had an old zipper cover for it, laid right up on the tractor, loaded, and all I had to do was just pull that zipper a little. And then I shot three. And then as close as I got all for 2 days, it stayed just far enough for shotgun.
They get that wide.
Of course, we got a crow caller that we have a lot of fun with. You call them up and shoot them.
Can you work a crow caller?
Oh, yeah.
I've got one. I've had that thing for 20 years, and I've never learned how to call.
Well, you can go similar to the old crow when he gives that distress holler, but you've got to hide where he can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come over, and he'll give a warning, and more crows will come. If you got a man sitting over here about 100 yards, close to a dead tree, he'll light up there, listening, looking for you. And if you can cripple this one, then you can throw your collar away. You go to all, and then they sure do come.
Mm.
They're pretty wise now. There's lots of times I get them flying around me, but never get close enough to shoot one with that collar. I can't blow it too good.
I've been tempted to go out and Stillwater. I've just been lazy. Go out and ask some farmer if he's got crows and if he minds if I go out.
Well, he wouldn't care. I'm sure he wouldn't in this bad country. Now they have world pecans up there in that country down there.
Yeah.
Now they had the crow trouble. Those pecans. They'll eat up a pecan on your yard quick here if you don't do something about it. They'll just carry them and them old jaybirds, they'll carry them off right quick.
What nuts do you have around here?
Well, we have a hickory nut. We have worlds of hickory nuts and walnuts. They're mostly wild, some few of them.
What do you call that outer covering on a walnut? The green part?
Walnuts. Walnut stain? Let's see, what do we call that?
They certainly make your hands brown, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, that dries up, it just...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'd call it there. What?
You mean the outside of that walnut?
Yeah.
It's called the hull.
Hull? Well, it's not exactly a hull. I don't know as I have a name for that.
How about the part that's hard and that you crack with a hammer?
The nut, the walnut part.
And then inside that, the part that you...
Kernel.
When you were a boy, did you get special things down in the toe of your sock on Christmas morning?
Yeah. I hung up my sock every Christmas.
What did you get right down at the toe?
Oh, maybe once in a while, I remember that they didn't have enough. I think it was getting it bad. It'd be a little chain at the bottom, a little candy, nuts, different kind of nuts. Oh, I don't remember the name of all of them.
Did you get fruit?
Yeah, it was sewn up further. The nuts were in the bottom, I believe, then the fruit.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a little old toy or something stuck in the top.
What kind of fruit did you get?
Oranges and apples.
I talked to a lady who said that she went with her daddy to Yukon. He said, now, and she bought a dozen oranges. She'd never had one. He said, now, when we get home, I'll take my knife and we'll take the skin off that, and you'll have something good. And she said she remembered that orange. She'd go to bed and she'd dream about it. She just thought that was the best thing she'd ever tasted. Did you raise vegetables?